So this is going to be an interesting experience. I recently discovered the Google LM engine, which is a fascinating tool for research if used properly. But for those of us that are very concerned about what AI may do to our professions, also a little frightening. I took every link that I have in my link library about my good friend and fellow author Donna Wilberg and plugged it in to Google LM, pressed a single button, and got a fully produced and very well done podcast. It does an excellent job of showcasing a very talented individual. Is it the future of podcasting? You be the judge.
Okay, so are you ready to dive into this? We're looking at Donna Wilberg today.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Award-winning filmmaker turned author. Lots to unpack there.
You got that right.
Yeah.
And we're focusing in on her Borrowed Time series, which, honestly, the premise alone, I was like, I'm in. Psychic abilities after, like, a near-death experience.
Yeah, talk about a life-changing event, right?
No kidding. So we've got all sorts of stuff here, like Amazon book descriptions and all the reviews, even some background on Donna herself from, you know, Goodreads and LinkedIn.
All right. A good mix of sources should give us a pretty well-rounded picture.
Totally. So let's see what we can find out about this series and the woman behind it.
Sounds good to me. Let's dive in.
Okay. So first up, the Borrowed Time series. Book one, Broken Promises. We meet Suzanne Cash. She's shot and left for dead, which is, I mean, talk about terrifying.
Oh, yeah. That's a rough start.
But then she starts having these visions of murders.
Right. So that near-death experience, it seems like that's what triggers these psychic abilities in her. And then on top of that, her deceased fiancé, Jack, he starts appearing to her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Urging her to kind of revisit her past. And he even guides her towards the serial killer.
What do you think about Jack's role in all of this? Like, helpful guide? Mm. Or is he complicating things?
Yes. Like a ghostly intervention or something. I mean, it's hard to say. The Amazon reviews, though, overwhelmingly positive. People are saying things like, intriguing, well-written, fast-paced, even storytelling at its finest, some people were saying. And a lot of people were pointing out how it mixes like suspense and the paranormal. Even skeptics were surprised, apparently.
Interesting. So she pulls you in even if you're not usually into the paranormal stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But Suzanne's story, it doesn't end there. Borrowed Time, book two, missing. Her visions lead her to help Detective Metzger find his sister. She's been kidnapped.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And it turns out she's, like, a victim of this whole international sex trafficking ring. Wow. Okay, so the stakes get a lot higher in book two. It goes from, like, a local case to something much bigger.
Way bigger.
And then Mind Games, that's book three, it takes, I guess you could say, an even darker turn. Mind control. And it's potentially linked to 5G, suicide, and mass shootings.
It's like she's tapping into all these anxieties we have, right?
Yeah.
About technology and what it can be used for.
Yeah, it definitely adds a layer of, I don't know, reality to the story, maybe. Like, this could actually happen.
Totally. Okay, let's shift gears for a sec. Let's talk about Donna Wilberg herself.
All right, let's see who this author is.
So her bio on Amazon and Goodreads, it says she's originally from Chicago, but now lives in Northern California.
All right, so a bit of a change of scenery.
Yeah, for sure. But what's interesting is her background. Wife, mother, entrepreneur, screenwriter, filmmaker, TV host, and now a published author. It's like she's done it all.
Her mantra is reach for the stars. Yeah. And it seems like she lives by that.
Absolutely. But before she became an author, she actually produced and hosted a TV show called Paranormal Connection for, get this, over 15 years.
Wow, 15 years. She's not messing around. She's really committed to this whole paranormal thing.
And it wasn't just like ghosts and haunted houses either.
Oh, really? What else?
Well, she covered all sorts of things. Communicating with spirits, UFOs, astral projection, even alternative healing was in there.
Astral projection, I gotta admit, I'm not totally sure what that is. Can you explain it?
Sure. It's basically the idea that you can separate your consciousness from your physical body.
Whoa. Okay. That's trippy.
Right. And then you can travel to different realms, like spiritually.
So it's like out-of-body travel, but on a whole other level.
Exactly. And it's interesting how all these different interests, you know, it eventually led her to writing paranormal fiction.
It's like it all kind of came together for her, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And she also hosted another show called Story Connection, which was more focused on personal stories.
So storytelling, it seems like that's always been a big part of her life.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it could explain why her characters feel so real. even when they're dealing with this crazy stuff.
True. You connect with them, even if you've never experienced anything like what they're going through.
Totally. Okay, so speaking of characters, she's also got this other trilogy, The Grace Sims Mysteries. It's about a psychotherapist, but, like, she stumbles upon all these dangerous secrets.
Oh, interesting. So it's a thriller, but with a psychological twist.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a pattern here. Strong women, unconventional roles.
Both Suzanne and Grace, they're definitely challenging expectations. Mm. They use their own unique abilities to, like, seek justice and uncover the truth.
Right. They're not just reacting to events. They're shaping them.
Yeah.
But there's also this compassion that runs through all of her work. Like, she really wants to use her platform to explore these tough topics.
And maybe even inspire some positive change.
Yeah, exactly. And here's where it gets really interesting. Remember how Missing delves into human trafficking? Well, according to a Q&A on Goodreads, Donna had this experience in Germany. She thinks she actually witnessed, like, a potential trafficking situation.
Whoa. Okay, so this stuff hits close to home for her.
It does. And it makes you think, like, how much of her own life is woven into these stories?
It definitely adds another layer to it, knowing that it might be based on something real.
And it goes back to that idea of using her platform to raise awareness, right?
Exactly. It makes you think about how authors use their own experiences, good and bad, in their writing.
Totally. It's like fiction can be more than just entertainment. It can be a way to, like, shed light on these issues that people don't always want to talk about.
Right. It starts a conversation.
Exactly. Okay, let's talk about this whole psychic detective thing, because it keeps popping up in the Borrowed Time series. Why do you think people are so fascinated by this?
I mean, it's the unknown, right, that always draws us in. These abilities, they're beyond what we understand.
Yeah.
And then to use those abilities to solve crimes, I think it adds this element of justice. Like, even in the face of the unknown, they're still good at work.
Like a cosmic equalizer. The bad guys can't hide, even from powers they don't get.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes this idea even further, right? Because it's not just Suzanne on her own. She collaborates. She works with Detective Metzger, but she also teams up with other psychics.
Yeah.
Each one with their own, like, specialty.
That's interesting. So it's not just about one person's powers. It's about the power of working together.
Yeah, exactly. Like, in Missing, there's a man who survived a near-fatal accident and even a little kid, a toddler. They both contribute to the investigation through their visions.
Wow, okay. So she's really playing with this idea of a psychic network, like pooling their gifts to solve these complicated cases.
Exactly. And in a way, it reflects how we solve problems in the real world, too. It's rarely just one person working alone. We need each other, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We all have different strengths, different perspectives. We need to bring those together.
Okay, so I got to ask you this because it's been on my mind this whole time. If you suddenly developed psychic abilities after, like, a near-death experience, what would you do? Crime solving or exploring the afterlife?
That's a big question. I honestly don't know. It would depend, I think, on what kind of abilities, you know?
Fair enough.
But yeah, to be able to see spirits, have premonitions, I mean, that would be intense. It would take some getting used to, for sure.
No kidding.
But I think both paths, they have this appeal. Helping to solve crimes, bring peace to families, that's powerful. But then exploring the afterlife, figuring out what happens after we die, I mean, that's just as fascinating.
It's like being a cosmic detective.
Yeah.
Investigating the universe itself.
And who knows what you might find. Yeah, it's like almost like she's saying, what if it's all real? What if there's more to everything than we think there is?
Right. And that's got to be even more powerful coming from someone like Donna, right? She's actually spent years investigating this stuff.
Yeah, it's not just her imagination. She's been deep in this world for a long time.
Exactly. Okay, let's talk about the psychic abilities for a second. How she actually portrays them.
Well, one thing I noticed, she doesn't make it look easy. Like, it's not just some party trick. Suzanne, she really struggles with the visions, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They're intense, and she's trying to figure out what they mean. It's not just, boom, here's the answer.
Right. It's a process. She's piecing together clues, trying to make sense of it all.
And there's a vulnerability to it, too, you know? Like, these abilities, they come at a cost. Suzanne, she's haunted by these visions. They take a toll.
It's not just like a superpower she can turn on and off, right? It affects her.
Exactly. It's part of her. And I think that's what makes her so relatable, you know? These characters are going through these crazy things, but they're still human.
Yeah, you can connect with them. Okay, we've talked about the plots, the characters, Donna's background.
Mm.
But I think one of the things that makes her work so fascinating is how she blends the real with the supernatural.
It's almost like she's saying that the paranormal, it's not separate from our lives. It's part of it.
Yeah, it's always there. We just don't always see it.
Exactly. Like those times you get a gut feeling about something or you think of someone and then they call you right after.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Those little things that we can't really explain.
Right. Donna, she taps into that, you know, that sense of mystery.
And she doesn't shy away from the real stuff either, right? Like human trafficking, the dangers of technology. Those things are woven right into these paranormal stories.
Which makes it even scarier.
Yeah. It reminds you that even in a world where anything seems possible, we still have to deal with these real problems.
Maybe seeing it through this paranormal lens, though, it helps us think about them differently. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it gives us a new perspective.
I think that's a really powerful message. Especially now, when things can feel so out of control, it's like she's offering hope. Like, even with all the darkness, there's still something more out there.
Something extraordinary.
Right. And people, they connect with that. I mean, that's why they keep reading her books, right? It's an escape, but it's also this reminder that anything is possible.
It's like she's saying the world can be scary, but there's magic too, and maybe we all have that potential.
So we've gone deep into this world that Donna Wilberg has created. Her Borrowed Time series. And I don't know about you, but I'm feeling like energized.
Definitely. It makes you think about all the possibilities in the books, but also in our own lives.
Yeah. Like what's really out there? What are we capable of?
And as we go back to our regular lives, I think those questions, they stick with you.
They do. It's a testament to her talent, right?
Yeah.
That she can make us think about these things long after we finish the book.
So if you're looking for a good read, something that'll keep you on the edge of your seat and make you think, you've got to check out Donna Wilberg's Borrowed Time series.
You might just start questioning everything you thought you knew. But before we go, we want to hear from you. What really stood out to you? Was it the suspense, the characters, or maybe those big questions she makes you think about?
Right. Was there a scene or a detail that, I don't know, just stuck with you?
We always love to hear what you're thinking. So share your thoughts with us. You know, your insights, even your own experiences, if you have any, with the paranormal.
Hit us up on social media.
This deep dive, it's been fun, but it feels like just the start. You know, Donna Wilberg's work, it just makes you want to keep exploring. Keep asking questions.
Yeah, like don't lose that curiosity.
There's a whole universe out there of mysteries and possibilities in the books and in real life.
So keep an open mind, right?
Exactly. Embrace the unknown. Who knows what you might find?
Until next time. Keep exploring.